On University of Michigan Week, it's impossible to social distance for prisoners in a prison setting. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, William Lopez, clinical assistant professor in the School of Public Health, determines people of color are more vastly affected by these facilities.
COVID-19 has taken a large toll on communities of color, with rates of infection and death much higher in these communities than among their white counterparts. Much of the infection rates in communities of color can be attributed to the ways the U.S. has historically profited from the treatment and exploitation of individuals in these communities. Prisons, for example, whose profit is made by housing a disproportionate number of African Americans and Latinos, specifically by reducing space between prisoners and limiting access to water, hygiene, and sanitation. Thus, prisons cluster together many people of color in spaces in which it can be impossible to follow the CDC guidelines for social distancing and frequent hand washing. And while correctional facilities account for the largest coronavirus outbreak clusters, they are followed closely behind by infection clusters in food processing plants. These food processing plants mirror prison conditions in notable ways, including a lack of space between people, little access to facilities to wash hands, and crowded spaces for eating and socializing. These facilities, often staffed by African Americans and Latinos, some of whom are undocumented, further drive up rates of coronavirus infection in communities of color. When workers are undocumented, the threat of deportation further insulates companies from legitimate complaints by at-risk employees. If we want to address the health inequities exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic, we must consider the U.S. institution that shaped the lives of communities of color and have benefited historically from our exploitation.
That was William Lopez of the University of Michigan. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.